Hi, everybody. It's George from UBS speaking. Given we're restricted on the number of people that we can bring to the pitch, we thought it might be helpful to introduce a few folk from around the broader team and perhaps highlight a few faces that maybe you don't see on a day-to-day basis. I've got a handful of my colleagues with me today. It's by no means the full team, but each of these colleagues plays a different role in helping to deliver our corporate broking services to you. Some have been around for a while, others are new colleagues that have joined from Credit Suisse. So let's start with you, Catherine Marrett. Please, can you give us a bit of an introduction to yourselves and what role you play on the team?
Sure, I'll go ahead. It's Catherine speaking. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm an associate director within the UK team, and I've been part of the core broking team for Hiscox alongside George, Anna, and Sam for almost 2 years. My role is predominantly to provide support to you, as well as to also help my seniors on some of the tasks that we're working on, especially for any particular analysis or presentations. I also work a lot behind the scenes on items like wall crossing approvals, investor feedback, and general ad hoc requests that Yana might have for any information and from the broader team.
Hi, my name is Marit. I just joined the UK team at the end of the summer, and prior to that, I was working in a consumer and retail sector team at UBS. I'm the analyst on the broker team for Hiscox, providing an additional pair of hands. And in the mornings, you might have seen some emails from me covering a range of topics like first reads for the research analyst, peer news, market updates, etc.
Thanks, guys. It might also be helpful to just give a sense as to how you fit in with the broader UBS team. So perhaps one of you could take that one if that's okay.
Sure, I'll take this one. It's Catherine again. So both Merritt and I both sit in the UK team and are centrally involved with anything Hiscox related, as discussed. But we also work closely with our sector colleagues. So that's Jed, Kieran, and Jackie, who are mainly, again, as mentioned, our counterparts in the FIG team. Those guys help support Chris and Javid on a day-to-day basis, the way that Merritt and I help support Anna, Sam, and George. Then, depending on the situation, we'll also link closely with our colleagues in other product teams like DCM, ECM, and ESG, depending on what we're supporting Hiscox on. Then from an IR perspective, we'll also work closely with Sophie, GT, and Sandy to help deliver roadshows and IR advice for Hiscox. In particular, GT actually just joined us from the Credit Suisse team and was in part of a specialist IR advisory team that they had over there.
Great. Thanks, Catherine. We've also invited Gary from the CS team to the podcast this morning. Gary's actually dedicated broking headcount that sits directly on the trading floor. That's not something we've had before at UBS, but it's an addition as a result of the CS acquisition and one that I think will be quite helpful to Hiscox going forward. So Gary, perhaps you could give us a brief introduction to yourself and what role you typically play for clients going forwards.
Thanks, George. Hi, everyone. I'm very much part of the Hiscox corporate broking team, working with Anna, Sam, George, Catherine, and the others who look after you, but with some important differences. The most obvious one is where I sit. I don't physically sit with the rest of your corporate broking team. Instead, I'm on the trading floor among the traders and sales traders who buy and sell your shares and those of your peers, and the specialist sales and sales teams who talk about them to the buy side. Why do I sit where I sit? To plug directly into the people at the sharp end, to make sure I pick up anything that's happening in the market that you or your broking team need to know about in real time as it happens. When your share price moves, I'll tell you right away and give you the reason why. Or at least the very best readings from people with years and years of experience in the market. I'll pick up on meaningful moves or news as they happen, tap into the wealth of experience among the people around me, and get that over to you, either by a quick email or by picking up the phone if you prefer, quickly, simply, in a way that's easy to digest. I'm also always here to answer any market-related questions you have. If I don't know the answer, then there'll be someone sitting close by who does.